In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, 5th chapter number 1, and verse 26 to 38. It's about the announcement of the good news to have the Savior among us in this world, Jesus Christ, through the Virgin Mary. Last week, the Gospel was from St. Luke, same chapter, but was about the birth or announcement about the birth of John the Baptist to Zacharias. And he didn't believe in the word of God, and the news came from God through the Archangel Gabriel. But here, the same Archangel Gabriel came to St. Mary and gave her news according to our scale and our measurements that people on this earth cannot happen. Because how come a virgin conceive and give birth to a child? Now, in the six months from the event of Zechariah's announcement about John the Baptist, the angel Gabriel was sent to by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, sent by God. So this sign, this miracle, made by God Himself, and actually this fulfillment of the old prophecy 700 years before that, during Isaiah the prophet, and in his book Isaiah chapter, the 7th chapter, God sent Isaiah to Ahaz the king and told him, ask Ahaz something. What he said, Isaiah to Ahaz? Ahaz asked, Ahaz say, ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. Here is a sign of the Logos. He will humble himself, he will come from the highest to our depth, to our land. He left his glory, the highest, and came to our misery, to share us our suffering, and to carry out on his shoulders our sins and our sickness. For that, God asked Ahaz through Isaiah. He said, ask this sign, either in the depth or in the height above. This is an incarnation. This incarnation, how the Logos, the Son of God, humbled himself and came down to our world to save us. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Then Isaiah said, hear now, O house of David, it is a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord Himself, not anybody else, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. What's the sign? Behold, the Virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. So today in this gospel, this reading, is the fulfillment of this prophecy. And this prophecy fulfilled by God Himself. As He said, therefore the Lord Himself will give you sign. Behold, the Virgin shall conceive and bear son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us, or God in us. So see here, the angel came to Saint Mary and told her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. She was very humbled, very humble girl, and she cannot accept or expect this kind of greeting from the angel. But when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, at his saying, not his image or his appearance, because she has good relation with the heavenly powers. But she troubled about his saying, because she had a lot of humility and meekness in herself, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Is it for me? Yes, for you. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Do you have the right address? Yes. Right address? As Lord sent me. City of Galilee? Yes, the same city. Name Nazareth? Yes, I am Nazareth. To a virgin? Yes, I'm virgin. And betrothed to a man? Yes, I did with Joseph. And whose name was Joseph? Yes, correct. Of the house of David? Again, correct. And the virgin's name was Mary. Are you? Yes, I am Mary. But this big and it's huge greetings. I'm very humbled. A girl. So she struggled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. This is exactly the fulfillment of the verse 14 in chapter 7 in Isaiah. Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the Virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And shall call his name Jesus. Jesus means the Savior. But in Isaiah said, you'll call him Emmanuel. It's the same meaning. Emmanuel means God with us. God with us and in us. Why? To save us. To redeem us. And Jesus means the Redeemer or Savior. Would be great and would be called the Son of the Highest. because Lord himself did this sign by himself. After that, Saint Mary asked him, how can this be? It's a big difference between this question and Zacharias' question. Zacharias said, how can I know that? But here, how can this be? I believe and I know that, but explain to me how can this be? Because since I do not know a man, not now on and any time, ever Virgin Saint Mary, we call her ever Virgin Saint Mary. And the angel answered her, said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One, who is to be born, will be called the Son of God. So, your child called the Son of God, and this your child, he took his body from your body. So you are the mother of God. You are the mother of the Holy. You are the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. And give her is just to be confirmed about, to be sure about what he said. This tip from him. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month of for her, who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible. What happened for with Sarah and Abraham long time happened with Elizabeth and Zechariah, same scenario, and will be happen to you, although you are a virgin, but you'll conceive and get there to Jesus Christ. Then Mary said, behold, the maid servant of the Lord, very humble lady, very humble girl. Let it be to me according to your word. Let it be. Same moment, she believed and accepted that. Same minute, same moment, said, let it be to me. The Logos start to be in her womb by the Holy Spirit. From this beautiful vision and beautiful and good news to Saint Mary is the same for us. Jesus Christ wants to be in our inner life. Jesus Christ came not just to give some doctrines and dogma and some principles and some rules and left us and went up to his Father, but he dwelled in us and he wants to be one with us. And he left his body and blood on the altar to be one with him. He wants to be in our inner life as he came and became the fetus in the womb of Saint Mary. Don't say, no way, I am sinner, I am weak, I am. Nothing is impossible to God. He can change you, change me, change anyone. He can make the Virgin to be Mother of God. And he can change my weakness to power. He can change me as a sinner to be righteous. Just accept and tell Him, let it be to me, let it be to me. And let us take this practice, or do it along the fast while living now, and say to Jesus Christ every day, let it be to me to come in my life, to save my life, to save my family, to save my way. Come to bless everything in my life. Come to reign over me and to dwell inside my inner life. ملاذ بريالي أحبائي بعدما بشر زكريا الكاهن بميلاد يوحنا بعد 6 شهور أرسل جبرائيل أرسل من الله إلى عذراء في مدينة الجليل اسمها ناصرة واسم العذراء ميري. كلمة ميري يعني مر مريم مر يعني بحر المرارة مريم يم يعني البحر. إلى هذه المرارة وإلى هذا الفقر وهذا الغلب وهذا البؤس فتاة غلبانة يتيمة معالة من خطيبها يوسف يرسل إليها جبرائيل ملاك يبشرها بأنها منها يولد السيد المسيح مخلص العالم. ولما يقول الشهر السادس كلمة السادس ده بيفكرنا بإيه؟ باليوم السادس الذي فيه خلق الله مين؟ آدم. آدم اتخلق في اليوم السادس وخيب أملنا وضيعنا معاه هو وحواء أمنا لما أطاع الحية ودخل الموت العالم بحسد إبليس من خلال آدم الذي خلق في اليوم السادس. لكن هنا بقى في الشهر السادس بيولد مين بقى؟ مش آدم من تراب ولكن آدم الأخير أو آدم الثاني يولد النهاردة ويحل في بطن وأحشاء عذراء مريم. ليس ليجلب علينا اللعنة مثل آدم الأول ولكن ليعطينا الحياة والغفران والغلبة وأن نكون أبناء الله. وأما الذين قبلوه فأعطاهم سلطانا أن يصيروا أبناء الله. أرسل جبرائيل من عند الله ليتمم هذا الوعد وهذه النبوءة التي جاءت في إشعياء 7:14 وزن عذراء تحمل ولد إيمانويل وأنا اسمه عمانويل. الله معنا. جيسوس يسوع مخلص لم يخلصنا وهو في السماء ويعني قاعد كده في العرش بتاعه قال يلا يغفر لكم خطاياكم. لا، طقطق سماء السموات ونزل وحل في وسطنا عمانوئيل الله معنا. جاء معنا يسوع، جاء معنا ليكون يسوع المخلص، جاء معنا وجاء فينا لكي يخلصنا. أخلى نفسه آخذا صورة عبد. ما هو ربنا بعد أشعياء حازم الملك وقال له اطلب من ربنا آية، عمق طلبك أو عليه فوق، عليه وعمق إيه فوق عالي وعمق. دوت بيورينا التجسد كيف يكون أن العالي صار في وسطنا عبد وغير المنظور صار منظورا، والممجد أخذ نفسه من مجده آخذا صورة عبد صائرا في شبه الناس، وإذ وجد في الهيئة كإنسان وضع نفسه. عمق طلبك، عمق حط تحت، عمق طلبك، وضع نفسه وأطاع حتى الموت موت الصليب. لذلك أحبائي نحن اليوم نستقبل مع العذراء هذه البشارة الرائعة أن المسيح يبغي أن يكون في أحشائنا، يبغي أن يكون في حياتنا الداخلية وفي أفكارنا وفي أعمالنا وفي بيوتنا. الله نفسه يعطيكم الرب بنفسه أيديكم الآية. الله يريد ذلك، يريد أن يكون فينا ونكون فيه، أنا فيه وأنت فيه، ليكون مكملين إلى واحد. الدور علينا إحنا أحبائي، ربنا مش مقصر صدقوني في حاجة خالص، يريد خلاصنا، يريد فدائنا، يريد أن يريحنا وفرحنا، بس إحنا نقبل وننجذب إليه بكل قلوبي. يقول له كده نتبعك بكل قلوب، نتبعه بكل القلب، كل الفكر، كل النفس، كل القدرة. ما يبقاش القلب مقسم شوية معاه وشوية مع العالم، شوية مع الذات وشوية مع الشيطان وشوية مع، لا، بكليتنا زي ما الست العذراء كده قدمت نفسها، هو ذا أنا كلي كده، إيه، أمة الرب، أنا خدامة ربنا، أنا خدامك يا رب، اللي تقول له أعمله، اللي تقوله أنفذه، صحيح؟ آه. طب افتح الكتاب هتشوف اللي أنا بقوله، تفتح الإنجيل تاخد الجرور المسيح، تقوله اديني يا رب أعمل دي وأعمل دي. لما تلاقي نفسك مش قادر قوله اديني قوة ومعونة، مش أنت قلت بدوني لا تقدرون أن تفعلوا شيء؟ طب أنا مش قادر أعمل دي، تعودت على الخطيئة دي ومش قادر أنحل منها. يقولي ما تخافش، أنا حررك، إن حرركم الإذن فبالحقيقة تكونوا أحرار. وهكذا تكون الحياة مع المسيح، وهكذا تكون هذه المناسبات الرائعة، ليست مناسبات نعيد فيها ونعمل الكريسماس ونعمل الشجرة ونعمل الزينة وخلاص، هو ده كل ناخده من ده. احنا عايزين ناخد المسيح نفسه، ناخد هذا المولود الرائع، ليس في أحشاء العذراء مريم فقط، بل في أحشاء كل من يقبله، وكل من يقبله في داخله سيصيروا ابن الله، وأما الذين قبلوه فأعطاهم سلطان أن يصيروا ابن الله. قالت له ليكن لي كقولك، وبنقول يا رب لما أرى الإنجيل النهاردة ليكن لي كقولك. النهاردة بتقول لي إيه؟ بتقول لي لا تدينوا كي لا تدينوا، ليكن لي كقولك، مش عاوز أدين يا رب النهاردة. تقول لي ما تغضبش، حاضر يا رب، ليكن لي كقولك، مش عاوز أغضب. النهاردة بتقول لي في الإنجيل تاني ما تكذبش، حاضر، مش عاوز أكذب. إيه كمان النهاردة بتقول لي؟ بتقول ما تشتمش، أنا ما كنتش بشتم وأنت بتشتمش، حاضر، ليكن ليك قولك. ياريت يكون ده يعني تدريبنا لغاية عيد الميلاد، وبعد الميلاد نشوف التدريب اللي بعد كان ناخده إيه. ليكن ليك قولك، لإلهنا المجد الدائم من الآن والأبد، آمين.